Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Claire Villarosa and Donald Hunter are our guests. Donald is the CEO of Donald Hunter Financial, which is a great mentoring organization for business owners and to help. He's also a financial planner, certified financial planner. Claire Villarosa is an entrepreneur. She's owned businesses of her own. She's the author of co-author of Down to Business and other books. Claire, what's the other one?
African-American Heroes.
All right. And those are available wherever books are sold.
Yes.
I want to talk about, it's Black History Month, folks, and that's what we're talking about. Donald, what do we have to do? One of the things that I think is a real significant deficiency in the Black community is the ownership of business, the level of entrepreneurship, the ownership, the self-determination of Black Americans. I think that's something that really needs a shot in the arm, Donald. What do you think? And if you agree with me, what do we do about it?
I think the ones that have gone before need to create communities with social media and all the different technologies that we have available. We can bring young Black people together. CNN is running a special on Black America in Silicon Valley, which is an example of a two-month-long incubator that helps about eight Black entrepreneurs every summer come to Silicon Valley and raise capital. But it can be done on different levels, just various community programs that are focused on Black entrepreneurship, teaching technology and how different engineering principles and ways of innovating.
But the thing the other thing that has to be part of that, Donald, is something that you know very well, and that is that you have to be prepared to fail. And if when you fail, you may not get bailed out. I mean, you're on your own, right?
Fail and fail fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, and we're right, but you have to get up and dust yourself off. If we look at the inventors in the past, Edison, he failed 10,000 times before he developed the light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's what it's all about. Because failure teaches us what didn't work,
what doesn't work. Clara, you're in New York City. You live in Harlem.
I'm in New York City.
You're in Harlem, Ground Zero for Black America. I've been told.
Right.
That there are very few Black-owned businesses in Harlem, Clara. Well, that is an indictment, in my opinion. And I'm going to use strong language here. That is an indictment of the Black community that's the case that needs to be that for which they need to rectify. What do you think?
Proportionately, in terms of the population here, we do not own enough of our businesses. Our businesses tend to be small, also not high. Aren't large enough to hire. They're undercapitalized, so they're always struggling. But as a community, one of the things I heard you mention, incubators, we need to do two things. We need to instill in our young people about entrepreneurship. They do not see this as an option.
Mm-hmm.
But also, when we do it, we need to help them to understand what it is and how it can succeed.
So when you say our young people, you're talking about Black young Black people.
I'm talking about Black young people.
Then you're saying that they do not see entrepreneurship as one of their
as
career
an
options.
Option.
Yeah.
Right. And so, but they need to, one, understand it as an option, but also I do a workshop for young people, and it's called First Steps, which is part of the book Down to Business.
Right.
And it puts in their mind very early, this is an option for you, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, these are the things you need to consider if you want to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
So if it gets into the mind early enough, then it can be considered as something that they can do, and then you can also learn how to support each other.
Right.
and Claire, support
I'm
the entrepreneurship in the community.
I'm going to let that be your last word, and it was well said. Donald, we're coming up on the end of the hour here. Your last thoughts, please.
Well, I think that it's certainly good to raise up a child the way you want them to go and teach them the foundational things in order to guide them toward entrepreneurship. But, again, going back to one of your comments, I would like to say to the black people that are listening here who want to start businesses, it's all about pulling yourself up and creating a strong desire that this is what you want to do.
And getting out of your own way, as all small business owners have to do. Donald Hunter, Claire Villarosa, thank you for being here. God bless both of you. We'll see you next time. I'm Jim Blassie.
All right.
I'll see you later.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.